Jay Paul, Power 96 Sports. Well, schools may have been out for the most part on Thursday, but that doesn't mean that the sporting events will be canceled for Thursday night. They may end up that way, but as of now, Section 1, Class 3A Wrestling. Albert Lee is the 6th seed and is scheduled to wrestle at Owatonna Thursday. Austin, the 8th seed, wrestles number 9 seed Rochester JM in Northfield Thursday, with a winner turning right around and taking on the number 1 seed Northfield right after the first match. In Class A, Section 2, 6-seeded Westfield, which is Blooming Prairie and Hayfield together, wrestle 11th-seeded LeSueur Henderson at Kenyon-Wanamingo, with the winner facing 3-seeded Kenyon-Wanamingo right after that first match. NRHEG is the 5th seed. They open section play Thursday night at 4th-seeded Medford. USC is the 7th seed and is scheduled to take on 10th-seeded St. Clair Mankato Loyola Thursday in Maple River, with the winner taking on Maple River right after the first match. And in Iowa wrestling, Lake Mills and Osage once again headed to Wells Fargo Arena for the 2020 IHSAA State Dual Team Tournament. Comes up February 19th. So congratulations to those two squads. The Albert Lee boys basketball game at home versus John Marshall has been moved back to Friday night. But Albert Lee girls basketball still on at home Thursday versus Rochester Century. And the boys hockey game at home against Rochester Mayo is still on Thursday at the Roy, and that'll be on Power 96 Sports. USC boys basketball is at home against Blooming Prairie Thursday night. And NRHEG girls basketball is at home versus Maple River. Blooming Prairie girls buckets at home against Grand Meadow, as well as Alden Conger Glenville Edmonds girls basketball at Mabel Canton. And Alden Conger boys buckets at home against Lake Crystal Welcome Memorial. Northwood Kensett has girls basketball regional game at Newman Catholic Thursday. The 6th-ranked nationally Riverland men's basketball team lost in Rochester Wednesday night 77-75. Terrell Smith led the way for the Blue Devils with 16 points, while DeAndre Anderson chipped in 15 off the bench. Riverland is now 8-3 in the MCAC and 20-4 overall. Jay Paul, Power 96 Sports.